Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, How to Harvest. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Look in Psalms, Psalm 104 and 24. Psalm 104, 24 says, O Lord, how manifold are your works? In wisdom have you made them all. The earth is full of your riches. Verse 27, he said, these wait all upon you, and that you may give them their meat in due season. Talking about all creation and all animals and everything and everybody, really. Verse 28, that you give them, they gather. Say it out loud. He gives.
He gives.
We gather.
We gather.
Say it again. He gives.
He gives.
We gather.
We gather.
This time say I. He gives.
I,
give. I gather.
I gather.
I gather.
He gives.
He gives.
I gather.
I gather.
The NIV, Psalm 104, 28, NIV says, when you give it to them, they gather it up. And when you open their hand, your hand, they are satisfied with good things. Don't let this be too simple for you tonight now. There's a lot of folks have been missing out because even though he gave, they didn't gather it. And then they made up all kind of things and said, well, he must not want us to have it. Well, it never happened. We just don't know why. No, you got to gather up what he gives. John 3:27, don't turn there, but just put it on the screen for us. John 3:27, Jesus said this, a man can receive nothing. Now, you remember Mark 11:24? What things soever you desire when you pray, believe that you receive them. That word, if you look it up, it literally means take. T-A-K-E. Believe that you take them and you shall have them. Same kind of idea here. A man can receive nothing. A man can take nothing. You could also say he can gather nothing except it be given him from heaven. You couldn't take it unless it had been given. But even after it's given, you're not going to enjoy it unless you take it.
Right.
Go to Deuteronomy, please. First chapter. How can you tell if something's really getting in you and you're really making progress? So you can tell we got a little ways to go. But we're not going to give up. Deuteronomy 1. What I'm saying is don't say, well, I already know this. I've heard this. Maybe you have, maybe you hadn't. That's not the point. Do you want to reap?
Yes.
Something's got to change then for us to come up to another place, come into another level. And his word is building us up,
yeah,
making us able,
yeah,
to do that. Deuteronomy 1 and 8. I'm going to be repetitive and redundant on purpose, just warning you ahead of time. He said, God said, behold, I have set the land before you. Sit back and wait on me. Mm-mm. I have set the land before you. Do what? Go in and possess it. Go get it. Go, I'm giving it to you. What does that mean? When God gives you something, what does that mean? It means he has obtained it, he bought it, he created it, he paid for it, and now he has made it available. He has made it accessible. That doesn't mean he puts it down your mouth.
Right.
That doesn't mean he puts it in your hand while you sit and do nothing.
Right.
And that was what the first generation of Israelites that were delivered out of Egyptian bondage stumbled over. Didn't they? He said, I found something for you, boys and girls. I have found the most awesome place. It is a land that flows with milk and honey. You don't have to irrigate it like y'all did down in Egypt. I rain on it.
Yes, hallelujah.
It produces. You should see the produce. And didn't they, when they went and found, I mean, one cluster of grapes, two men had to haul it. Amen. You talk about produce. This is pre-miracle grow. I guess not. It was miracle grow. It was just the real miracle grow. He said, it's got all kind of precious metals. You can dig in the hills. You can get iron, brass, gold, silver. It's got everything. And they're all sitting there going, ooh. And you gave it to us. I'm giving it to you. They got pumped. They got excited.
Yeah. Yeah.
And they went down there and there's all these giants living on it. He didn't tell them about the giants. And these giants think it's theirs. Oh, but friend, if God has given it to you, if God has given it to you, I don't care how many titles they got. I don't care how many lawyers they got. I don't care how many governments or armies. Come on, are you listening? If God has given it to you, you can have it. He expects you to live in it, to enjoy it. But it's not just going to fall on you automatically because He gave it to you. And that's the thing people have tripped over. Well, God told me He gave it to me. Why don't I see it? He told me He gave it to me. Why am I not enjoying it? Because what God gives by grace, we must gather by faith.
That's right.
What He provides by His power and ability, we must possess by our faith.
Amen.
And if you don't possess what He's provided, even though it was always yours, you can live and die and never enjoy it. And that's sad. Isn't that sad?
Yes.
That first generation of Israelites, they wandered around out there in the wilderness for decades, grew old and died and never experienced it. And the Bible said it was theirs. God had given it to them from the foundation of the world. He planned for them to have it. That's sad. That's not who I want to be.
No.
And what my life is to be in my mind. I made up my mind. I'm a possessor.
Yeah.
I'm a gatherer. I'm a receiver. How about you? I'm a harvester.
Yes, sir.
And it doesn't make any difference how big and ugly and hairy the devil is that's sitting on top of it. He just will have to leave. And how long he's had it, he's going to have to turn it loose.
That's right.
It doesn't matter what it's going to take. What has to take place to happen so that it's unencumbered and so that I'm enabled and so it all works out. That's not my job. It's my job to not quit. It's my job to believe and persevere and lay hold and receive. And having done all to stand, don't quit. Keep standing. Keep going. Take steps. Somebody say, lay hold, lay hold,
lay hold,
lay hold,
lay hold.
Possess.
Possess.
Yes. Are we talking about reaping? Are we talking about harvesting?
Yes.
Second chapter, Deuteronomy 2:31. The Lord said to me, what did He say? Behold, I have begun to give Sihon and his land before you. In the scripture? Now what? What's the understood subject area? You now begin to possess it that you may inherit his land. I'm giving it to you, so get it. Now see, religion hadn't taught us that. Religion has taught us, well now, don't be presumptuous. It's all up to the Lord. And basically, do nothing. And wait. And wonder. No. The Lord, when he provided the new birth for us, and we've been born again, and born sons and daughters of God, sons of God are not wimps. Sons of God are not nothings. He wanted us to have an experience the glory of walking by faith and to be a part of it. If you never lift a finger, you never have anything to do with it, you get no reward, you get no satisfaction, no accomplishment. So he left some curse. He left some demons. He left some stuff for you to overcome. So that when you do, as you most certainly will, if you go with him, it's sweet. And you get reward. He can justly reward you because you actually did something. Instead of just lay out and go, drop it on me. Just drop it on me. I really don't even want to get up. If you could just bring it to me and just drop. I'm sorry, that is not how it works. Deuteronomy 11, going over there. 11:10. He said, the land, whether you go in to possess it, it's not like the land of Egypt. When you came out where you sow your seed and water it with your foot as the garden of herbs. Let's read a couple of verses here. Verse 11. The land where you go in to possess it, it's a land of hills and valleys, drinks water of the rain of heaven. A land which the Lord your God cares for. The eyes of the Lord your God are always upon it from the beginning of the year even to the end of the year. Always watching. It'll come to pass if you'll hearken diligently to my commandments, which I command you today, to love the Lord your God and serve him with all your heart, with all your soul. I'll give you the rain. First rain, the latter rain, that you may do what? That you may gather in your corn and your wine and your oil. Verse 15. And I'll send grass in your fields for your cattle, and you may eat and be full. Everybody say, eat and be full.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series, How to Harvest, you may call More Life Ministries at 941-702-7390. That's 941-702-7390. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelife.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Remember to join us in Sarasota, Florida on Monday, February 6th, as we begin the Greater Faith Conference. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.
Faith and fear to God. Faith to God who gives me